And you want a coal oil, you know. You know, I got a coal oil lamp now. Put you some lamp thing of coal oil in it. Top on it and a wick. Down in there. And a globe on it, you see.
Yeah.
And doing that, I'll tell you what. We had a light shortage here for a long time. Something happened, freeze or something. And I saved my old coal oil lamp sometimes. I didn't throw them away. And so when it got that, I got my lamp and put the coal oil in it and had me a light. Let me tell you the truth, it got to the place you couldn't hardly find a lamp in the elevator. Folk bought them up so. That's the truth. Bought them up so. Done throw them, when they got these, some of them just throw them things away. Well, I didn't throw them, I saved them. I give my daughter a lamp. She lives in Seattle, Washington. Coal oil lamp. I give it to her when she was here last year in July. See? Of course, I haven't got electric lights, but that electric give out, but I got a lamp. I like that. It's going to be having me a light just as soon.
Mm-hmm.
Coal oil lamp.
Now, what do you hit nails in with?
A hammer.
Yeah.
A hammer.
Some sort of carpenter tools you might keep around. When you have a heavy load, you carry it around, and these things had wheels on them.
What's that?
Oh,
a wheelbarrow. Wheelbarrow.
Okay. If you have a, tell me all about how you used to get into town when you were younger. What would you use?
Get out there, get on the road and walk.
Yeah. Well, did you have?
Then listen. Them long ones in there, then I went horseback, you know what I'm saying? Ride a mule or a horse. Then I went in the wagon. Then I walked there many times on my foot. I've walked there already many times back, many times. I walked my church up here for my argument. I walked to my church to serve a many times twice a day. Go up there in the morning, suddenly, and come back to the evening, sir. Walking. That's right.
Have you ever had a car?
No, sir, I never owned a car. Tell you the reason I never did own a car. The main reason I didn't ever own a car is this. I have some blackouts. Blackouts. And my doctor told me, don't you drive no car, don't you clam up nothing. I don't have them bad now because my doctor just give them nothing to keep them down. I don't know how to know what it is about blackout.
So you never?
Never drove a car, never owned them. See, when I got to the place, I figured I'd buy me a car, in shape that I thought of getting me a car. I ran in the back out, see, and my doctor done told me now, don't you drive no car, and don't you clam up on that. That's the reason I ain't ever owned a car. Then, of course, I couldn't have, but I had to leave. Because I've been so ever since I was about 18 years old, I could get what I wanted with or without the money.
Well, talking about going to the town, somebody would say they got in their car, they have done it how many times?
What is that?
Talking about going into towns, you might say, I have often
walked into town, yeah, many times. Back, walked over and back, many times.
Well, you have walked, whereas most people have.
Well, some of them had other conveniences. Back way back John, some of them had horses riding, some of them had wagons to go in, and all like that. And I didn't have that. I've seen time I didn't have that. Now I got cars.
Yeah, you have walked, right? But most other people have. Have what? They have.
Well, most people now got cars to go back for.
Yeah.
In fact, I went to Little Rock yesterday with a fellow in the car to see my son.
How often have you gone to Little Rock?
Well, I've been to Little Rock, I reckon, five or six times, I guess, in my life. Because I had some children, got children there.